Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, director of jpostradio.com. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the parsha this week?
Parsha this week is Ki Tetzé, and the parsha is the parsha that has the most mitzvot of the Torah recorded in it, with the exception of the Parshat Kedoshim, which has a few more mitzvot. But Ki Tetzé is certainly not just second, it's the major, major part of the Torah. And why all the mitzvot? Why all the mitzvot in this parsha? The Torah could have spread them out more evenly throughout the Chumash and not to concentrate them in one or two parshas. I always thought that it concentrates them in these two parshas, Kedoshim, because if you want to be a holy person, then you need mitzvot, you need the framework, the backdrop of mitzvot. Otherwise, you're never going to get. You'll get to having all sorts of highs, and people roll their eyes and raise their hands. But to be a holy person in terms of one's behavior and action, so then you need mitzvot in order to be able to do that. Now, in the parsha of Ki Tetzé, the parsha begins, Ki Tetzé l'milchama al oivecha, you're going to war against your enemies. So the Talmud comments that one of our enemies is ourselves. We are perhaps many times our own worst enemy. Winston Churchill said, we have met the enemy and he is us. So if you go to war against your yetzer hara, against your evil inclinations, against the immorality and the questionable behavior that lurks within all of us. So you need tools. You need weapons. You can't go to war unarmed. And therefore, that's why there are so many mitzvot in this parsha as well. Because all of these mitzvot are weapons. They are the shield that protects us in this time of strife and of war. Changing societies, all of the difficult things that we experience now. So this parsha bears, like all parshas of the Torah, bears great study and analysis. A person has to remember that we are having an inspection for weapons that will save us. Weapons that are both defensive and sometimes offensive. Weapons that are necessary in order for us to go out to war against our enemy and to persevere. It's no accident, therefore, that the parsha concludes with the remembering Amalek mitzvah, that we are to remember Amalek and what he did to us, because of the fact that Amalek is representative of that evil inclination. Amalek is representative of what the world looks like without mitzvot, and without any restraints, without any moral compunctions. And therefore, we are bidden to remember that, because the tendency would be, we heard so many mitzvot in today's parsha, what do we need them all for? What value are they? And the Torah tells us they're of great value because they are your weapons. The person that has artillery doesn't ask why should the Air Force have to bother bombing the enemy. I would use the artillery. In war, we have no extra weapons, and we have no extra strategies. So in the war against ourselves, in the Ki Tetzé l'milchama al oivecha, the war against our own weaknesses. So the mitzvot are our weapons, they are our strength, they are what enables us to triumph, and they are the method by which we can eliminate the evil of Amalek from our midst.
Thank you, Rabbi Beryl Wein, on Parshat Ki Tetzeh.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.